It was a lovely summer evening. Mr. Grumpy was relaxing at home. He leaned back in his armchair and picked up a book. Then do you know what he did? He tore it all of the pages. Every one, they flew all over the room. You see, Mr. Grumpy couldn't stand books. He had a very bad temper. In fact, he is probably the most bad-tempered person you have ever met. Grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. The following morning, Mr. Grumpy was out in his garden pulling up all the flowers. You see, he couldn't stand pretty flowers growing in his garden. Then, out of the corner of his eye, he saw somebody. It was Mr. Happy. "Good morning," exclaimed Mr. Happy. "Good?" cried Mr. Grumpy. "What's good about it?" "But," said Mr. Happy. "But nothing," interrupted Mr. Grumpy. "Get out of my garden." "I beg your pardon," said Mr. Happy. "You heard me," snapped Mr. Grumpy. "Go away." "Honestly," laughed Mr. Happy, "you are a bad-tempered fellow, aren't you?" Grunted Mr. Grumpy. And Mr. Happy went on. "Bad-tempered fellows need to change their ways." "Rubbish," grumbled Mr. Grumpy. He stamped into his cottage, stamping right on Mr. Happy's foot, on purpose, as he passed. "Ouch," cried Mr. Happy. Bang went the door on his cottage as Mr. Grumpy slammed it behind him. Mr. Happy stood there looking not quite as happy as he normally did. His foot hurt. He stood there thinking and thinking, and he thought some more. Then he had a great idea. He smiled and went to see Mr. Tickle. Mr. Happy told Mr. Tickle about his idea to get Mr. Grumpy to change his ways. Mr. Tickle grinned a grin that would have stretched from ear to ear if he had ears, which he doesn't. "That sounds like fun," he grinned. That afternoon, Mr. Grumpy went shopping in town. He walked into Miss Cookie's bakery first. "Give me a cake," he snapped, "and hurry up." Poor Miss Cookie did as she told. She was afraid of Mr. Grumpy. But just as she was handing him the cake, something appeared in the doorway. It was a very, very, very long arm belonging to Mr. Tickle. That very, very long arm of his came through the door, across the shop, and tickled Mr. Grumpy. "Oh," squealed Mr. Grumpy, dropping his cake. He just couldn't understand what was happening. And do you know what? That same very, very, very long arm kept following Mr. Grumpy around all day. It tickled him at Mr. Daly's newsstand. It tickled him in Miss Sweet's candy store. It tickled him in Mr. Packett's grocery store. And it tickled him in Mr. Bottle's dairy. All afternoon, Mr. Grumpy kept being tickled, dropping his packages and picking them up. And being tickled, dropping his packages, picking them up. And being tickled again. He couldn't understand why that very, very, very long arm kept following him. On his way home, he met Mr. Happy again. "Get out of my way before I kick you," snapped Mr. Grumpy. But just then, a very, very, very long arm appeared, and it tickled him again. He jumped, and his package went flying again. "I think," Mr. Happy said, "if you were to change your ways and not to be so sad, bad-tempered, this might not happen to you so often." Mr. Grumpy simply grunted. But on his way home, he did think about what Mr. Happy had said. He didn't like being tickled. Mr. Happy and Mr. Tickle smiled and shook hands. After that day, Mr. Grumpy tried to be nicer. And the more he tried, the less he was tickled by the very, very, very long arm. These days, he's a different kind of person. Why, the other evening, he picked up a book. And guess what? He only tore out one of the pages.